Later, when the bench had gone quiet, the molekit stayed, turning the gargoyle in the light, watching depth appear and disappear as it moved. "But which half is the real trick?" she asked. "If I could only learn one, the shadow or the shine?" Dab and Bristle looked at each other, and this time it was Bristle who spoke. "Neither, by itself," she said gently. "That's the whole point of us sharing a bench." She tilted the gargoyle so only its dark side showed. Deep hollows, but dull ridges. Shadow alone? It's got depth, but no life. It sulks. Then she caught the light on the bright edges, but with no shadow behind them, the highlights just floated, flat and chalky. Shine alone? It sparkles, but it's got nothing to sparkle against. It's noise. "You need both," said Dab. "The dark below to say this dips in, the light above to say this bumps out. Put them together and the eye finally believes there's a real round shape there." She smiled. "It's like a lot of true things. You don't understand them from only the bright side or only the dark side. You need both, side by side, before the whole shape comes clear." The molekit tilted the gargoyle one more time, and a warm, satisfied wonder spread right through her chest. The quiet delight of watching two opposites she'd been sure would fight turn out to be the truest of teammates, making together a depth neither could ever make alone.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Dab and Bristle. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.